Anybody has any questions, you will need to raise your hand once again once we get started with Coach Day. I believe Coach is with us, and Coach, here you are right now. Thank you very much for joining us. If you could start off with a brief opening statement, then we'll go ahead to the questions.
Yeah, thank you, John. Just certainly excited. Everyone here is very, very excited about the opportunity to play in the Sugar Bowl. It's been a unique season in so many different ways, and to get an opportunity to get back into the playoff and play against Clemson is very, very exciting. Certainly have an unbelievable amount of respect for Dabo and his program and what they've done, but how they do it. He and his wife, Kathleen, have been really good to Nina and I. And so looking forward to the opportunity to play. It's going to be a quick turnaround. We only have 12 days here to really get ready for this thing, and Christmas is in between. So unique challenge. Looking forward to it.
Thank you very much, Coach. Our first question is from Brendan Gulick. Brendan, please unmute before asking the question.
Hi, Coach. Congratulations on making the playoff.
Thanks.
Wanted to ask you just point blank, do you think it should be a requirement that a team wins its conference championship in order to be included in the playoff?
Well, I think it's a two-part question, because the way it is right now, I don't think that makes any sense. The only way that would work expanded the playoff system. I do think that's the fairest way to, or the most, to get that accomplished, is you win your conference and then you go play for the whole thing. But the way it's set up right now, that obviously doesn't matter. But I do think winning your conference is very significant.
Our next question will come from Trevor Groves.
Hi, Coach. Congratulations. I don't know how much you've been able to see of Clemson this year, but obviously the thriller that you played against them in the semifinal last year, how much of do you think of that team applies to their team this year? And I remember Coach Halfley saying after that game that he was surprised at how athletic Trevor Lawrence was in the running game. Did that surprise you as well? And how well do you think he's running the ball right now compared to last year?
Well, I think he and Etienne are two of the most dynamic players in college football and probably in the history of college football. And do I think that experience matters? Absolutely. I think that the fact that a lot of those guys played in that game and having the experience of playing in that game is critical. And I think that's why these Clemson teams have won so many games, because they played in this environment before, which hopefully also plays in our favor, is that we were there last year. And we didn't come home with the win, but we gained some experience there, and hopefully that pays off dividends. But in terms of Lawrence's ability to run, I mean, he's very, very athletic. When they need him to run, they're smart about how they do it. And no, it didn't really, surprise me all that much. I know that he had a great day against us and opened up and ran away from some of our guys, which that was very impressive as well. But very, very dynamic offense.
Next question will be from Nathan Baird.
Hi, Ryan. I guess, first of all, any update on Justin since yesterday? And then also, how do you, in general, balance things like rest and rehab with such a short turnaround, especially considering all the other absences you have right now?
Well, the good thing for us is that, we haven't played in that many games. So that, it's we've been, fairly healthy in terms of the physicality of it all. Where we've had a hard time is with people testing positive. And that's what's kind of made things difficult for us. Hopefully we get some of those guys back. And, Justin, we'll be fine.
Next up is Austin Ward.
Hey, Ryan, I know Mick was talking in January about putting up the score from last year's game in the Fiesta Bowl. That was like, get through workouts and motivation. How much did that continue? And how much did you guys were maybe hoping that this matchup would work out?
Fresh off of that game, it was right on our minds, and something that when we got back to work in winter workouts, January, February, I mean, it was right there for us. Coming off of that game, we just didn't get over it in one day. I mean, that took time. But then as we got into spring ball, we started to move forward, and then the quarantine happened, and the goal was to get back into the situation. And so, we were in the same situation a year ago, and we wanted, once that game was over, we wanted to get back here. How we got back here is just amazing. I mean, the journey that we've gone on as a program to get back to right here, to have another chance to play Clemson in this game, is like nothing. You can't even make it up. I mean, you know, some of the best storytellers of all time couldn't come up with a story. But here we are. All that being said, here we are. So, you know, really just excited to get about preparing and doing a great job over the next, you know, I guess it's 11 or 12 days to go play our best game of the season, which we're going to need. We're going to have to play our best game to beat these guys.
Next up will be Bill Rabinowitz from Columbus Dispatch.
Hi, Ryan. Normally, six games into a season, you'd be in mid-October. You would only now kind of be getting a real sense of what your team is. Now you got to play a team that's played twice that many games, knows who they are. How much of a concern is that for you right now?
I mean, it's a great question, but, you know, I don't know because it's never really been done before. So what does it really mean? I don't really know. I mean, I think at the end of the day, it's who executes better and plays tougher in the end. You know, when you play in big games, you have to execute at a high level. And that's really what it comes down to. Both teams are going to play hard. I mean, everything's on the line. It's who executes better is going to pull it out. So we have to do that. And, you know, whether we've played, you know, 6, 8, 10, or they've played 12, I don't really know. And I don't know what that really means. And so we'll try not to focus on that. We'll try to just execute the best game we can possibly, you know, do the best job we can on Saturday.
Next up is Whitney Harding.
Hey, Ryan. We all heard about the Big Ten making adjustments today to the COVID protocols. When did you find that out? And point blank, will Chris Olave be back for this game? Does the time frame work?
Yeah, I think we have guys based on when exactly that number is decided and put public. I don't know exactly where that is in terms of being announced. I know it's something that the Big Ten, it's a protocol that is across all sports. So I know that, you know, it's something for the entire Big Ten, not just for us. And so we'll just kind of wait to hear when that goes public. I don't know if it has yet or not, but I know that they've made a decision to move it. And then we have some guys that are really close, you know, guys like Chris and Barron and some guys that, you know, we'll find out once we get the final word on that.
I think we have time for two more. We'll start with Tony Gerdeman.
Ryan, so much is talked about Ohio State being at an advantage, only playing six games. What about it has been a disadvantage? Like, would you rather have more games, obviously, under your belt?
Everyone's gone on a different journey this year. I think that's what makes this season so unique. And I just think it's been, as a football coach and someone who loves college football, to see all these different teams and all these different young men who have overcome so much adversity and all their different – everyone has a different story. And our story, to me, is just simply amazing. We weren't even playing a season for a month, and then here we are right now. And, you know, I think we have an opportunity to write one of the greatest stories in the history of college football. And I don't know. I don't know what it all means. You know, we certainly don't have the game reps, especially for some of the younger guys, to find out what they can do. And we, you know, haven't had our best game yet this year. Played some good games, but we haven't had our best game this year. And we're going to have to play our best game again to beat Clemson.
Thank you, Coach. Our final question will come from Tim May.
Thank you very much. Ryan, you dealt with COVID-19 yourself. Josh Myers was talking yesterday after the game about almost the agony of sitting there for 10 days, not being able to do anything, you know, work out, et cetera. What was the challenge of bringing those, for example, offensive linemen back from that? And what will be the challenge facing these guys if indeed you do get them back, like Chris and Barron, of getting back into what you call game shape, but, you know, in these ensuing days?
Well, yeah, I mean, Josh, Nick, and Thayer, three of them going into the game yesterday, had really played one game, I think, in about a month. And so the challenge is you just haven't played a lot of games during that time. But then they played excellent. They graded out really high, played well. It'll be the same for those guys, Chris and Barron, and you know, a few of the other guys that are on that list. I mean, we were down over 20 guys yesterday and two coaches. So, again, I think back on, you know, how – our guys have overcome this, and it'll just be another you know, example of that. But they have to clear cardiac testing and make sure they clear all those protocols. And we have a pretty good system in place for the skill guys, expert alignment, because it's very different. You know, the skill guys after that quarantine, they got to really make sure that, you know, their soft tissue injuries are minimized and all those type of things. Where with the big guys, is a little bit more pushing and pulling and different things. The specialists have their own set of stuff. So we put together a pretty good system that you know, Sean Barnhouse and Dr. Borchers and Mick Moradi have all done an excellent job of keeping an eye on, so that you limit it. We have a percentage that once they get back to work, they're allowed to do for that day. Then we shut them down until they build back into 100%.
Thank you very much for your coach for your time here today, Coach. We'll be seeing you in shortly, about 12 days, I guess. So good luck with your preparation, and hope everyone stays healthy.
Okay, guys. Thanks so much.